Boy, Brent, guess what?
What?
Louisville Vegan Foods has sesame gochujang flavored jerky on their website, louisvilleveganfoods.com.
Whoa.
I'm checking out these flavors.
Whoa.
And these colors. And that's a good flavor. Why am I talking about this? Because it's the best jerky in the land. And they are our sponsor today, LouisvilleVeganFoods.com. They are sponsoring today's Poundcast with Alex Eisenberg, musician, who we will be chatting with shortly.
Singer-songwriter.
Interesting guy. We're gonna be talking to him soon, but I did want to mention one other thing, Brent.
What's that?
They got Buffalo Dill.
They got Buffalo right? Dill.
Yeah, and LouisvilleVeganFoods.com. If you use the code word Poundcast, you will get 20% off your entire order. And this is for Poundcast pimples only. Okay. Show them you love. Show them that you love our show.
And they do. They do the 9 months shelf life on this.
They're doing. Yeah, the shelf life. This stuff is non-GMO. All right.
Uh-huh. And they're doing handbag. I mean, they're doing
gluten free.
They're doing bagged in the United States.
It's bagged in the United States. We went there. It's bagged in Louisville, Kentucky. It's a good old American product, Brent. All right.
Neat.
And they are our sponsor. You can buy it. If you don't want to go to LouisvilleVeganFoods.com and use the code word Poundcast and get 20% off, you can buy it at Whole Foods, Sprouts, you know, any quality. Grocer
is the like
and the like any quality grocer is going to have it.
Great.
Another way to, so that's a good way to support our show. Another good way to support our show is becoming a Patreon subscriber. And today we do a bonus episode. We do a bonus episode every single episode. We have to do an extended episode, and we did one today, and today's one is really fun. We listened to some more voicemails, and we just had a fun, good old classic Poundcast chat. So if you want to do that, go to patreon.com/poundcast, and that's how you can keep this show rolling smoothly.
That's how you keep the Beetlejuices flowing.
And if you want to leave us a voicemail, 213-207-6952. Leave us a voicemail. Try not to get into the dud folder. 213-207-6952. And sometimes the duds are fun. And we listen to a couple duds on this episode. What else is going on, Brent? Anything else we need to mention?
Well, there's a YouTube channel, youtube.com/thepoundcast. If you want to check out some clips, videos. Full videos of the main episode, this and that. Then there's an Instagram and a Twitter accounts, which is the Poundcast. Mm-hmm. And I think that's about dozer.
So today we're going to be talking to Alex Eisenberg. He has a new album called I'm Not Here, available May 20th. Why don't we just talk to him? I guess we don't really have a remix to lead us into the show this
week. No, we'll just do regular.
We're just going to play the theme song, and we'll talk to Alex.
Okay.
And then after that, we'll go after dark for the Patreon subscribers only.
Sounds good.
You'll find out more about that. Let's roll the clip.
Please.
Doug and Brent. Talking to each other, Doug and Brent. What will they talk about today? Doug and Brent are talking to some pimples, Doug and Brent. We'll talk to their friends and Doug and Brent talking on the Poundcast.
Welcome to the Poundcast, Brent. First of all,
Well, of course.
This is Brent Weinbach, of course, my co-host right here.
Well, can I do something as well and welcome you, Doug, as well? Doug Lucena?
Oh, well, thank you. I thought you would never do such a thing. Thank you.
Well, that's what I'm here for, I think.
Very kind of you.
But most of all, let's both together, with the power of twin flame, welcome our guest.
Alex Eisenberg, welcome to the Poundcast.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah, no problem. So I'll just explain how this happened because the listeners might want to know, but basically your record label hit me up about doing some editing and I said I couldn't do it, but maybe I thought your music was cool. So I was like, maybe he wants to come on the Poundcast. You know, we usually don't get people on here that I've never met or anything, but I thought this could be something different. Let's try something different, right, Brent?
Yeah, we do things different. We think different, you know?
Yeah.
We
cool.
We gave Steve Jobs that idea to think different. And then he took yeah. off of it.
Look what it got him, you know?
Look where it got him, you know? So maybe we'll give you some good ideas too. And then, you know, you'll be wearing, next thing you know, you'll be wearing black turtlenecks, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, Alex, you are a musician. You're from L.A. Or are you from the Valley? Are you from nearby?
I'm from the Valley, yeah.
Where in the Valley are you from?
I was raised in Studio City, and then we moved around a little bit, Woodland Hills, Van Nuys, and I'm currently based in Canoga Park.
Oh, Canoga Park, okay. And let me ask you this, and I know, and Doug, I won't dwell on this, I promise, but around in Studio City, where, what cross streets are we talking here? I mean, around, you know, what are the main intersections here?
Like around Coldwater and Ventura.
Okay. Yeah. Right. Okay. There used to be a Hughes Market there, but I think it's now Ralph's or Vaughn's. And yeah. Okay. And where'd you go to high school? One last question, local question.
I went to a bunch of different high schools. I was a terrible student.
Really? Okay.
Yeah, I just hated school. I still don't understand like why I had to spend as much time there as I did. Like, I'm never going to use like math, you know.
Was there a main school that was that you could say, "Oh, that was probably the school I was at the most," maybe?
No, I've kind of blocked that part out of my life.
Okay. Okay. Fair enough.
So, yeah, I mean, I get it. School is kind of a crazy thing to put kids in, like in a desk,
right?
For like their entire childhood.
Yeah.
Like, I guess they need to learn stuff, but that's,
you definitely got to learn.
They got to think different when it comes to school.
You got
to
learn.
Yeah. I honestly think that like, I honestly think that like they should teach kids like math and like basic math. And like, obviously English, and then like, just when they reach high school, just have them listen to Alan Watts every day.
Alan Watts.
Yeah.
Did you listen to Alan? What were you like in high school? Were you in band? Were you doing music in high school?
Yeah. Yeah, I had a high school band. Yeah.
What was that band called?
We were called Paper Zoo.
And what did you play in that band?
I played guitar.
Were you the lead singer?
Yeah. I was one of the lead singers, yeah.
Because I'm looking at some of the photos of you, and some of those pictures look like you could be in high school. You know?
Oh, I don't know. Yeah, I don't know.
I'm just saying, like, if you look up pictures, if one were to look up pictures of you, you have a lot of different styles going on, you know? You have a
lot of styles. Yeah.
A lot of styles.
Can we bring some of those up? Why don't you want to
Can we talk about some of the styles that you've gone through?
Yeah.
You have a very kind of a 70s look on things. And it made me wonder, do you live a 70s lifestyle? Or, you know, or something else?
I mean, I smoke. I mean, that's probably the most 70s thing about me, besides obviously like my glasses or my music. But I mean,
are you kind of a non-tattoo kind of person, and do you embrace, do you resist certain technologies and stuff like that or anything like
that? I'm very suspicious of just like iPhones and computers in general. Just like algorithms really trip me out. I think like there's something going on there, and it, but I'm not like a tree hugger or something, but like, you know, yeah, I think the most 70s thing about me is like, I like smoking cigarettes.
I noticed in one of your music videos that there's a shot that goes kind of around and back of you, and you can see there's a pack of cigarettes hanging in your pocket, your back pocket. Was that an intentional statement to say, yeah, that's right, I do smoke?
I don't know. That was so long ago. That was in like 2016. I don't know what was in my head back then. It could have been intentional, but it might have just been me like,
it just happened to be there. It happened to be there.
I have a feeling that it just happened to be there, and it like worked kind of.
So you collaborated with our friend Dave Longstreth, who's been on the show.
Yeah.
From Dirty Projectors. And how, what was that on your, you have a new record coming out. Is this correct?
Yeah.
Is Dave on that record or is he on an older album?
He's on the new record coming out May 20th on Weird World. I'm Not Here. Weird World and Domino, yeah.
Yeah, how did that... all right, let's go back to the beginning. Like, you were in a band in high school, and you seem... Do you play... your new record, they seem to have a lot of keyboards, pianos and stuff. Are you self-taught, or how did you... how do you know what you're doing?
I don't. I have no idea what I'm doing, except for songwriting, and like production. And you know, I'm really fascinated with music production. And but I actually didn't play a whole heck of a lot of instruments on the new record. I actually just sang and wrote the songs and was there during a lot of the sessions.
How do you just write the songs? Are you sitting there writing it on a piece of paper?
Yeah.
Oh, really? You're like composing it? Not just the words, but like what notes they are and stuff?
No, a lot of that boils down to just like synergy of the studio guys that come in and jam. Yeah. Oh, by the way, this is going to be edited, right?
Yeah.
Okay. I just want to let you know I'm running on like zero sleep because I have a date next week, and I was really excited for the date, and I just like kept thinking about like all the possibilities of it when I was falling asleep, and I was like, I'm not gonna fall asleep.
Wait a second. You sure we want to edit this out? Because this is
good. Can we keep this in?
Can we keep this in?
This is what I want to talk about.
This is what I was getting
to. Yeah, let's talk about this.
Yeah, I mean, by the way, if you get tired or something, you could just, you know, it's fine. We'll fill the rest of the hour with voicemails and stuff that we have. But so you have a date next week?
I have a date next week, yeah.
It's date number one?
A guy like you, I feel like musicians, they can't get enough. They have so many dates.
Oh my God.
Aren't you just getting so many dates?
Can I know this? What? Okay. This is your first date with this person?
Yeah.
Okay. What were the possibilities you were thinking about, and why are you so excited about this particular date? And has it been a while since you've been on a date?
Yeah, it's been a few years since I've been on a date. And I'm excited about this one because, well, not only because the fact that it's the first one in a while, but just because, like, I think she's really cute and she loves animals. She has a parrot, and I feel like that's really, like, quirky and cool.
And have you talked on the phone or anything yet?
We've been DMing.
Yeah. How did you meet?
She followed me and I followed her back, and I thought she was really pretty, and I decided to bite the bullet and DM her and introduce myself.
So you sent the first message?
Yeah.
Where is your date planned?
That is
that's one of the possibilities.
Oh my god. I feel like if I tell you guys are gonna like film it and make it.
No, episode. You could be vague. You can say
yeah. Is it a restaurant?
You know, it's a dinner or whatever
art, like, kind of thing or something or what?
Italian, in the valley.
Italian so restaurant in the valley.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I got ideas already. What that is?
Yeah, red checkered tablecloth. So maybe some singing. Are you gonna have some wine with dinner, or do you not drink?
I drink casually. Yeah, I might have some wine, even though sometimes when I drink wine, I get like really depressed the next morning.
Yeah, that happens. You gotta be careful.
Yeah, and like I have friends who like drink wine like every night, and they seemingly like do shit and like function. And I have like a glass of wine, and like the next morning I'm like contemplating like existence.
What are you gonna wear?
I don't know. I have like a tuxedo, but like I've like put on some weight recently, and I kind of feel like I look kind of like Joe Pesci style in it. And like that's not what I want to go for. Not Joe Pesci, but like a mix between like Joe Pesci and like Danny DeVito. And that's just like not what I want from myself.
If you had to be either one of those guys, you're probably going to go Pesci, right?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, Danny DeVito is super funny. Like he has some good stuff too, but
I mean,
yeah,
we all love Danny DeVito. I mean,
yeah. I mean, come on, Danny DeVito.
I mean, come on, it's Danny DeVito.
It's Danny DeVito.
But you know, Pesci, he's like a badass, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, you can't really fuck with Pesci.
Okay, look, speaking of looks, I'm gonna take a look at some of these pictures. Maybe some of them are older, I don't know, but this is this right here just looks so kind of a classic kind of, I don't know, early 70s kind of, I don't know. This reminds me of The Art of Tea. You know, Michael Franks, The Art of Tea?
No.
Look at this. Michael Franks, Michael Jackson, Michael Franks, The Art of Tea. Here, I'll pull this up. And then you're going to think, oh, yeah, that is kind of like that. Look at it. Well, maybe it's kind of like that. It's in that vein, you know? You know what I mean? Oh, I thought he had his shoes off in this, though. Oh, never mind. I thought he had his shoes off. I'm wrong about that.
What is Michael Franks' The Art of Tea?
You don't know who Michael Franks is?
You know, Brent, a lot of people take a black and white photo. I mean,
I wasn't that. I thought he had his shoes off. I thought he had his shoes off, though. That's why. I thought he had jeans and shoes off.
Oh, okay, I see.
So forget it. It's just not even, the comparison's not there. Anyway, it still reminds me of something kind of, you know, in that, from that era. And this looks 70s to me as well, the glasses and the facial hair and everything.
Yeah, that was actually a really sad day for me. That's why I look kind of extra, like, scraggly in that picture, because my dog died that day, and that was a really sad day for me because we were really close. And actually, a number of the songs on the new album are actually written for her.
Okay. Yeah. Wow. Yeah. Well, my condolences. Yeah.
A dog dying is like, sheesh. It has happened to me before. It's terrible.
Yeah. You know, they're part of the family.
Now, you said you weren't a tree hugger, but something's going on with this picture that where he's leaning against a tree and looks like there could have been a hug that might have happened with the tree soon after.
Yeah. I mean, I feel like I was going for like a Prince vibe there.
Yeah.
Well, I like these looks. I wish I was as photogenic as this.
They're very, you know? There's a lot of style. All these have these different styles, but they all have a very kind of retro style look to them, you know? Yeah. And I was interested in this. I was interested in these different looks, you know? There's one in particular that, where is it? There's one that's like a, it's a true, where is it? It's a, yeah, this looks very sort of 70s here, you know?
Yeah, I was kind of going for like John Travolta there.
Classic. What a classic look. And there you have it.
There you have it. Well.
And that was kind of more of a visual thing that people you know, who watch this on YouTube can see. But yeah.
When you go to make a song.
Imagination in the audio.
Yeah, when you go to make a song, do you sit down and say, I'm going to write a song, or does it just like come to you, or like how does the process work with that?
It's more like a reaction based kind of thing. Like I'll have like emotions that kind of build up inside of me, and then I just like slowly write the song, like, and like expel the kind of toxic emotions from my environment or from my phone on social media that one is just inevitably subjected to in this day and age, and I just let it all out. Yeah.
There was one image on your Instagram page. It was a bunch of pigs in a pig farm. And you said, this is like social media through the eyes of schizophrenia. Can you explain that image?
Yeah. I was like really depressed when I posted that. I guess it's just like, I feel like sometimes when I'm on social media, like, I'll like send people like cool DMs of like a cool like shirt or like a funny meme or a movie clip that I think they would totally love. And like most of my friends that I send that stuff to, like, they like won't heart it. They'll see the message and they just won't respond. And like, I'm like the total opposite way with my friends. Like, if one of my friends like sends me something, and even if it's like kind of like not doing it for me at all, I'll like it.
You got to give it a heart. You can't just leave it. Can't leave it blank.
Yeah, I know. Like, I'll give it a heart and I'm just like, all right, like, thanks for at least like thinking of me, even though I don't like this. Yeah.
That's the proper, that's the etiquette that they should have.
Yeah.
You know, I will say this. Sometimes if someone, a friend sends me something, I don't sometimes respond to it because I think they would know that I checked it out and I appreciated it, you know, because I feel like that relationship is at a point. I'm just trying to give so maybe you don't feel discouraged next time someone does seemingly ignore a message or something, that maybe they just assume that you know that they are liking it, you know, or something like that, you know, or think it's cool or something.
For sure. Sometimes it just seems like, you know, it's them just being like leave me the fuck alone, or like it just feels kind of dark sometimes.
Yeah, you know what, sometimes if people simply only heart something, that could be that could be a knife to the heart too.
Really?
If they only heart something, say you have a text thread going, and you say something, And instead of them responding back by saying more, they only heart what you say. That's almost like a F you.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Depends totally. On the situation.
Yeah, it's almost, totally.
It's like a bully move or something.
Yeah.
It's a power play. It could be a power play.
Yeah, it's just kind of the whole thing is a little ambiguous and like there's a lot of open ends, and sometimes it's just like I need like to not have a phone for like
you got to use it. You got to use it to call people, because I feel like calling voice to voice, at least ultimately face to face, is the best way to communicate. But, you know, the DMs and messages can make you more lonely somehow, you know?
Totally. And like one thing is like sometimes when I read messages, I'm like, did they actually say that? Or is that like programmed as them to say that?
Oh, wow. Or, like, that's weird.
And that's a whole other rabbit hole that like we don't have to go into, but it kind of seems that way a lot of the time. Unless I just, you know, have unrealistic expectations of like certain people, and I don't know.
Let me ask you this about the date real quick. One more question.
Oh, sure.
How did you decide on next week for the date and not say this weekend or sooner?
That was her decision. I asked her if she wanted to get dinner that night. And she said she's pretty busy editing a video and that maybe next week would work better.
Is she an editor, or is she do something else and happen to be editing it?
She said it's not normally what she does. This is like her first time kind of editing a video.
Now, if she shows up with the parrot on her shoulder, is that going to be a plus or a minus?
And an eye patch.
Oh my God. You got to come to our shows, man. You're a good audience member. Yeah, I know.
I know exactly.
If just the parrot, then that's going to be definitely a plus. But like with the eye patch, I'm leaving immediately.
Oh, okay.
No, I'm just kidding. I'll stay.
What if she just did come in a full pirate outfit as a joke? You know, would you think that was funny, or would you think that was going too far for a joke?
I think like. I don't get it.
I guess my question is how quirky do you like to go?
How quirky do you like it?
Yeah. Like, how far do you quirk?
What's the cutoff?
I think just the parrot on the shoulder is like my quirk limit.
Got it.
Oh, speaking of pirates and stuff, I went to Renaissance Fair, the Pleasure Fair.
Dude, it's funny you say that because I was just about to bring that up, Doug.
Have you ever been there, Alex? Have you been to such a thing?
Renaissance Fair? I went a long time ago. My mom used to do them.
I never went. I thought that's not for me, you know.
You didn't think you quirked that far.
Yeah, I thought that was beyond my quirk limit. Once I got there, I was like, you know what? I'm into this. I'm in. What was I doing my whole life not going to the Renaissance Pleasure Fair? Because there's actually nothing for me there. I watched a performance or two and I wasn't enjoying them. And they were selling all kinds of stuff, different, booths with, leather boots or whistles or hats or all kinds of stuff.
Gag tarot,
tarot card readings,
gag balls, and
no, whips. There wasn't anything like sexual.
Related, whips and
whips, probably
chastity belts.
But nonetheless, I was like, I was kind of into it. I was in. There was times when all the employees would sing a song together, and it was almost like, it almost felt like a religious pagan kind of situation that I felt something in my soul was like ignited.
Doug?
Yeah. I'm getting into it, Brent.
It's a very twin flame of you to bring up the Renaissance Fair right now, because I was going to bring it up, because here's why, on my reason. When we're talking about bringing a parrot around and stuff, it made me think about these people I knew, I grew up with. I didn't fully grow up with, but I knew as a kid. And the dad, he, like 10 years or so, he goes around with a bird, and he brings the bird to things. He brought the bird to Cantor's one time.
Who?
This guy, you know, he's the dad. And his daughter first of all, the whole family goes to the Renaissance Fair. They've been going for every year for years. And anyway, this year, the big billboard that's in Los Angeles, it has him and his daughter in it.
Whoa.
And it's just kind of crazy because, oh, whoa. And it's just, I know those people, you know. And anyway, that guy brings a bird everywhere too.
Yeah.
Their names they're Morgan. Bonnie and Gary Morgan is the name. Their names are. Yeah.
Oh, wait.
You know them?
The lady I'm going on a date with, her last name's Morgan.
Is she a Renaissance type?
I'm just kidding. Her
That'd be crazy. That'd be so crazy if it was, wow. If you were going on a date with Bonnie Morgan. Wow. Amazing. She's a contortionist.
Wow. That's crazy.
And her dad is a stuntman, and he was in a lot of movies doing stunts. He was in Logan's Run, and he was in The Explorers and all kinds of stuff.
Brent, what do you say we switch gears and listen to a couple of voicemails?
Okay, that sounds good, but can I just show one last picture? This is not from the 70s, it's from the 80s. But it just, I don't know, something to look at, though. But, you know, you know what I mean? Something.
Just because they have bare feet, so what?
I don't know, just something to look at. Anyway, that's another thing for the YouTube audience. It was Bobby McFerrin's spontaneous, Spontaneous Inventions or whatever. Album, anyway, it's just something
I like. Something that came to mind. You have all these albums in the back of your head that you can like reference, like, yeah, okay, that looks like that.
No, it's just something that came to mind, is all. I don't know, anyway. Okay, so look, we got some phone messages here from people, all right? So, Alex, sometimes their questions, they have problems, and we try to solve them, and you can help, you know, solve them with us. Or sometimes they're not problems, and they just, I don't know. But we have three different categories. The categories are the Sincere Pimples Collection. These are named by Jack Birch, by the way, and who organizes these and titles every message, actually. A big... Big thank you to Jack Birch for going through these and listening through all of them ahead of time. The next category is friendly duds. Okay, friendly duds.
What does that mean?
Well, it means that I'm not sure what it means really.
I can imagine I know exactly what it is. I think
a dud is supposed to be one that's maybe not a good message or something, or just some throwaway kind of thing.
It's probably people saying that they like the show and then there's nothing else to it or something.
Maybe that's what it is. Yeah.
Okay, so we're gonna skip those,
but okay. No, maybe you never know. Sometimes there's good stuff in the duds, and some of the feedback has been they like the duds more than the sincere ones. And then so okay, the Sincere Pimples Collection, friendly duds, and the third category is straight up duds.
Let's go sincere, please. We got to start.
Okay.
Can't start with a dud.
Okay. We have we have eight messages here. One of them is called A Gemma Dilemma. It's got a nice ring to it. There's one called Andrew Needs Advice, Bidet Troubles, Caleb's Cop Car Conundrum. Wow. Great alliteration on that one. Help Quinn, Master Steven's Crush. That sounds, maybe that could, you could relate to that, this one, Alex. Steve Goes Cuckoo, and Steve's melody. So,
Alex, do you have a? Does any of those titles pop out to you? Because
yeah, let's do Steve Goes Cuckoo.
Okay, not Steven's Crush. Interesting. So here we go with Steve Goes Cuckoo. I'm just gonna load this up here and get this ready for you guys. And I'm talking to Kill to make. Okay, here we go. To fill the silence. And here we go.
Hey guys, how's it going? This is Steve. I don't know if you guys are into the etymology of words at all, but I found this one to be pretty interesting. So I was on Wikipedia and I went down like a rabbit hole and I ended up on the page for the cuckoo bird. So it said that male cuckoos, once they mate with a female cuckoo, that's the only one they mate with. Like, they're set for life. They're not going to mate with any other female. But female cuckoos, they will mate with multiple males over the course of their life. And that's where we get the word cuckolding. So, anyways, just thought you guys would think that's interesting. Thanks.
I have to say that I do find that interesting. I found that very interesting. That's where cuckold comes from. That's very interesting.
Okay.
I
want to know what that, how does one cuckoo stay with one female, but then if she's going with these other male cuckoos, what is the other guy just hanging around in the wings? No pun intended.
He's watching. he's watching. He likes to watch after that.
Right.
You know what? Maybe they only, these cuckoos, these male cuckoos, maybe they only have one load. You know, and they don't regenerate loads the way that, you know, a human male might regenerate a load. So they just have these, they just basically use up all their semen in one burst and that's it. After that, they're free men.
You know what? If men were like that, that would save a lot of trouble.
Oh, and you know, people think that sounds bad, but imagine if you never felt the urge to bust a nut. That would be pretty cool.
How free would you be? You know,
you'd be free as a bird, a cuckoo bird.
You'd have a lot. You'd get a lot more sleep, right, Alex?
Oh, I don't know.
All right, that one's too cuckoo. You know, let's go to the one about. I want to know about the crush.
Okay, it might be the same person.
I hope he has a better sounding microphone this time.
I know it is kind of low. But as I load this up, I'll just say that I think that those male cuckoos are interesting cats. Interesting birds, I should say. Here's Master Steven's crush.
Hey guys, Master Steven's here. So everybody has a celebrity crush, but I've been having a weird movie character obsession lately. And I don't know how to get over it. That movie character obsession is with Beetlejuice. I think about Beetlejuice every night, every day, when I wake up, when I go to bed. I can't stop thinking about Beetlejuice. Guys, how do I get over Beetlejuice? Thanks.
I know the perfect way to get over Beetlejuice. She needs, are they a she?
I think that was maybe Stevens. Stevens was maybe her last name. Stevens.
Well, she, they, I hope I'm not offending.
She, they, or they he. Are. Let's just say, let's
it's
say
okay.
All.
It doesn't, yeah, we're, we,
we'll say all.
We didn't get clarification on the pronoun. It's okay.
We'll just say all.
It's a safe
we'll just
place.
Say Stevens. Master Stevens.
Okay, I think
Master Stevens. Master Stevens.
Yeah, Master Stevens needs to watch, Jack Frost with Michael Keaton. I feel like that would totally like open up a whole new world of Michael Keaton-ness for her.
Would that increase the crush or would it you're saying it's going to alleviate the crush?
It will alleviate her like Beetlejuice obsession.
Oh, the Beetlejuice
maybe,
thing.
Maybe it'll jump the crush from Beetlejuice to Jack Frost and she'll still have the same problem, but it'll just be a different character. You know, There's a problem. Yeah, know, there's maybe. She runs the risk of that happening.
Well, I will say this, that I did notice, and maybe I counted incorrectly, but I'm pretty sure that Master Stevens said the name Beetlejuice 3 times.
Yeah.
In that.
Was there some kind of joke going on at that? I don't know.
I don't know, but if you say it 3 times, that's how you summon him.
Hmm.
Or go into his world.
That's true.
So,
yeah, maybe... I would recommend just watch some Vietnam documentaries or something, you know.
Or watch, like, you know, watch
something
Gung-Ho.
That's going to really take your mind away from Beetlejuice, you know.
Hey, Beetlejuice is, I get the appeal of Beetlejuice. He's, I don't know, he's got a lot of bravado and he's
extremely charismatic.
Charismatic, very charismatic. He jokes around a lot. And he wears his ghoulishness pretty well. You know what I mean? He wears it well. Yeah.
On one of your interviews I read, it says you don't like books, but you like movies.
Really?
Is that true?
I don't like either. Yeah.
You don't even like, do you watch TV?
I'll watch like philosophical, like niche or stuff like that on YouTube.
So you're watching philosophers.
Yeah.
And you don't really read books or watch movies though. That's interesting.
Yeah. Yeah, I like keeping music my main source of like stimulation in terms of like media or something, because it's already clouded with like social media. So like,
yeah, it's the greatest of the arts, I would say. But don't,
I'd
you
say
don't,
so.
You don't find a need to, you know, get away from it so you can come back to it. You just want to be fully. What kind of music? How do you ingest music and what have you been jamming to lately?
I've been jamming a lot to Eve's Tumor. Their album Safe in the Hands of Love, I think, is like so awesome. It's so many different genres and it does it so masterfully. I think that record's so cool. I listen to a bunch of stuff. I listen to, I'm really sad they took Crosby, Stills, and Nash /Young off Spotify. Did you guys hear about that?
Yeah.
I didn't know
like Joe Rogan or something.
Yeah, that seems like that news story is, no one's talking about that anymore, but yeah, that Neil Young was mad that Joe Rogan's podcast was on Spotify. I don't know. It was something about misinformation.
It was really vague.
It was like he didn't like the misinformation and that Joe Rogan was putting out. And since he was like the most popular thing on Spotify, Spotify didn't do anything about it. So he, in protest, pulled his music from there. I think, I don't know if that really did anything except...
I mean, yeah, his music is still on like YouTube and iTunes. Like, all he's doing is punishing his own fans.
Right. Do you ever play? Do you ever go on tour or play live?
I don't know, but I have been playing some live shows. Yeah, but just like in LA mainly.
Why don't you tour? Because that seems to be like what a lot of musicians got to do these days. It's not your thing?
I can't really afford to tour. It's really expensive and I have stuff I have to take care of financially here at home. Mm-hmm. And yeah, I just can't really make it happen. It's really expensive. Artists never really talk about that, but maybe I'm just like extra poor. I don't know.
Do you Sorry, Brent. Go ahead. Do you have any other jobs or any other income sources besides music? You don't have to answer.
Oh my god!
It's not a gotcha question.
Oh my god!
Whoa, jeez.
No answer.
Okay.
Let me give you. I got a better question for you. I think it's not really a better question, but it's one I think you're gonna have fun with. It's a trivia question. I got a trivia question for you. Okay. So in 1992, a movie called Philadelphia came out, and starring Tom Hanks and Denzel Washington, and there was a song that was nominated for best song in the Academy Awards called "The Streets of Philadelphia." It was by Bruce Springsteen, and it won.
Okay,
it won. Best original song for a movie that year. Now, there was another song, I should say this. Neil Young was also nominated that year for, this is why I bring it up, for an original song for a movie. Mm-hmm. He was nominated and lost to Bruce Springsteen. Name the movie.
Beetlejuice 2?
I couldn't tell you. If someone had a gun to my head, I couldn't tell you.
Doug, any guesses?
Okay, can you just give me a year? Philadelphia must have come out in 1998 or something like
no,
that.
No, in 92. I said 92.
92, okay. 90,
and again, shoot. Bruce Springsteen won for best original song for a movie. Neil Young was nominated that year for best original song for a movie and lost. What movie was it?
I'm actually more curious about how the chemistry between Denzel and Tom Hanks would be like, because like I can't really like picture them like, because like Denzel usually just like is avenging people and like kicking ass and like being really legit and like hardcore, and Tom Hanks is usually like this like really soft, like kind of like nerdy almost. And like, I can't imagine them together in one movie.
Well,
you got to check it out. It's the winner. It's the winner of the. It won.
Well,
so okay, Brent. Yeah. I don't know. White Men Can't Jump. What movie did he do?
Philadelphia.
Wait, really? Oh, so
they both wrote original songs. They had two original songs for the movie, and they were both nominated for best original song. And they were both, and that song is called just Philadelphia. So Streets of Philadelphia won, Philadelphia lost, but they were, I just thought that was interesting that they had two heavy hitter songwriters do an original song for the same movie. It's interesting. And yeah, and you know what? The song Philadelphia by Neil Young, it's good.
That must've been one hell of a budget to get both of those guys on one movie soundtrack. You don't see that
That's
anymore.
Why I think it's an interesting trivia question.
Good trivia question, Brent.
And also, I just wanted to say, going back to Beetlejuice real quick, I was going to say, I just had one little word of advice to satiate the crush. All you got to do is help a couple haunt your mom and dad out of the house that you live in, and you'll be forced to marry Beetlejuice. Go ahead. Let's move on.
I have one more idea.
Mm-hmm.
Get some, round up some beetles, some actual beetles. You know, you'll see them if you're hiking around LA. The little black ones crossing the trail all the time, and juice them, and drink that beetle juice, and it'll probably taste horrible. And then every time you think of the movie, you'll think about that beetle juice you drank, and you'll associate it with that nasty beetle juice of beetle. And you won't be thinking about that movie much longer, and you won't be thinking about that character much more after that. I'll tell you that.
That's true about that, actually, Doug. Not a bad idea. Aversion therapy.
Whatever you do, do not watch Mr. Mom, because he is a major hunk in that movie. How about one more?
Yeah, one more. Okay, what do you think? Would you want to stay in the Sincere Pimples collection? Do you want to go to Friendly Duds? Do you want to go to Straight Up Duds? Do
you... One more Sincere, then we'll do a couple Duds, I think.
Okay.
We got, well, actually, last week I had a pimple on my neck because I have really thick, long, oily hair and I don't always wash it every day.
Oh.
So I had a pimple on my neck, so let's do the pimple one.
Okay, well, this is from the Sincere Pimples collection. So we've got Steve's Melody, we've got Help Quinn, we've got Caleb's Cop Car Conundrum, Andrew Needs Advice, Bidet Troubles, and a Gemma Dilemma.
Yeah, so we call our listeners, are we call them pimples. So that was confusing. Sorry.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah.
Hey, but wait, let me ask you, what did you do to, what happened to the pimple? What did you do, squeeze that thing or what? Did it go pop?
I had to pop it.
Did it splat?
Yeah.
What's your most insane pimple story? Because I have one.
I don't have. That was probably the craziest one recently. What's really? Yours?
In high school, my friend had a pimple like under on his leg, like under. I believe it was like, you know, under behind your knee. You know, there's kind of like an armpit under behind your knee. You know,
that don't sound like a. That sounds like a cyst. But go on.
No, there was a pimple.
Oh my god.
There was a pimple and it was about to burst. It was, maybe it was a cyst. I don't know, but he took a vice grips to it. A
What's
flyer.
That?
Vice grips are pliers.
Oh, okay.
Extra strong pliers that lock. And he popped it with those pliers and it was unbelievable.
That sounds unbelievable.
And that could work. That could work.
The back
that
of the
work.
In the back of his 86 Honda.
Doug, was that did what? Tell us what came out.
White.
But was it? What kind of consistency was it? Viscous? Was it more of a paste?
It was more of a spackle.
Okay.
Sorry, that was gross. I mean, we can move on.
Okay. I started it.
By the way, I'm pretty sure that was some sort of cyst. You don't really get pimples in the back of your, you know, knee. But
yeah, I mean, maybe it was an ingrown leg hair.
It was a pimple because it popped like a pimple. It was, you know, sometimes you get a random pimple on a weird body part. I've gotten them on my legs before, you know, it's going to happen.
Yeah.
You know, it's not life-threatening.
I'll tell you this much. Popping a pimple on the back of your knee, it's less of a delicate situation to say popping it on your face, because you can kind of go to town on the back of your knee, you know, and you can kind of mess it up a little bit because no one's going to see that. I mean, you know, hopefully it doesn't get infected or anything, but you know, on your face, you got to be really careful to not pop too forcefully, because if you do, there's going to be trauma and that trauma is going to be visible and you're not going to be wanting to go on dates after that. For, you know, a couple of weeks.
You got to pick and a darker Italian. You got to pick the darkest Italian restaurant in town. You know, if that happens.
Yeah, you got to go to a goth. Get to go to a goth Italian.
Yeah. Or we'll just go to like the Eyes Wide Shut party.
Oh yeah,
oh, yeah. Full wear masks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, I'm going to a. Hey, do you want to? I'm going to an Eyes Wide Shut party. Do you want to? Do you want to come?
She's like, wow, sure.
Sure. Okay, I'll pick you up at 8. Don't forget to bring a mask.
Oh, my
God. Oh, yeah. There's actually a mask mandate there at the party. There's a mask mandate.
Right?
So masks are required.
Got to watch that movie again. I got to revisit that.
So which one did you want to hear?
A Just pick dilemma? Any old one, Brent. Just pick any old one.
Okay, fine.
Let it roll.
That's fine. How about Andrew Needs Advice? Sure. Why not? Andrew needs advice. Why not? Might as well. You know, he deserves it.
Hey, guys. Andrew here. Long time, first time, all the time. You know, I like to listen to podcasts when I'm exercising, and I sort of have a bone to pick with you guys because I can't listen to yours when I exercise. I start laughing too hard is what happens. What do you think I should do? Because I want to listen to podcasts, but I don't want to listen to anything else because yours is the best. But, you know, I get distracted. You guys are so many funny bits, this and that. what should I do? Also non-related, Brent, I saw you in about, I want to say the year was 2017 or 2018. And I think it was the Hollywood Improv. And there was a gentleman at my table who was sort of discreetly or like trying to film your set the whole time. And I remember just sort of being like, hey man, knock it off. So what are you guys' thoughts about people filming stuff live, whether it be a show or concert? It sort of, I think it sort of takes away from being in the moment, but hey, you guys are some of the greats, you know? So I'm excited to hear what you have to say. All right. God bless you.
Okay. Well, this is a two-parter here. So part one, okay, let's talk about...
Well, what we could do, a special episode for Andrew where it's all sincere collection. You know,
I don't even know what I just listened to. Like, I can't remember what he... Like,
oh, he said he likes to exercise while listening to podcasts. And he was saying that, you know, our podcast is funny, so it makes him laugh. So that's kind of a problem when he doesn't want to be laughing, but he doesn't want to listen to any other podcast. So that's
right.
So what does he do? Well, my question is this is, well, my first thought is, well, doesn't laughing kind of work your stomach out a lot? I feel like you can get,
working the core.
And also I feel like if you were laughing while working out, it would make it more strenuous, whatever you're doing, and therefore be a better workout for you. So that's my first thought, but hey, maybe I'm wrong about that. Next, I guess the solution would be, man, what if we recorded a really boring episode where we just don't crack any jokes at all? We are not allowed to crack any jokes. It's just got to be straight up the most boring thing we can talk about. In fact, we could talk about taxes or something like that, or maybe just, what if we just
didn't... It could be interesting.
This episode, I feel like I'm like, really tired and underwhelming.
You know, you've been laughing.
Great.
You've been laughing a lot, actually. I really like how much you
can
laugh.
Do all the talking. You can just chill.
See?
Yeah, I'm easy to make laugh, though. I laugh at so much stuff.
I like that. I like that a lot. I love that.
I'll tell you this much. What kind of exercise he could do.
Let me say this real quick. That date you're going to go on next week, she's going to be loving how much you're laughing at her jokes, you know?
Maybe, yeah.
She's going to love that. That's actually a really great quality to have, is if you laugh easily, I think that would make another person be really, they would like that, you know?
Yeah, but like knowing that, I like won't laugh.
No, you'll forget about all this.
Okay. What if you meet her parrot? What if you do a movie based on this called Meet the Parrots? And you meet her parrot, and the parrot is saying stuff.
He's acting like
everything's perfect about her, but then the parrot says stuff that you find out, like hide the bodies. It just makes it seem like she's a serial killer. Hide the bodies, bury the bodies.
Or the parrot saying things like, Hail Hitler, Hail Hitler.
I'd be like, you know what? I'm going to run to the bathroom. I'll be right there.
Hail Hitler, white power, white power. And it's in her voice too. You know, it's like saying.
No, and then you say, wait, what's up with your parrot? Your parrot just said white power. What's up with that?
It's a rescue. I promise it's a rescue.
She said, yeah, I know. That's just the parrot. That's not me. I think he's talking about, he really likes that. He was saying white powder. He was into that movie Powder, you know, that movie Powder. I don't know.
All right. Wait, where were we? Okay. So I don't know. Do exercises. Oh, I know what you could do. Wear a motorcycle helmet while you're exercising at the gym. And then when you're laughing, ha ha ha, it'll kind of like contain the laughter because it'll be muffled. That's one option.
I think it's having an effect on his body, I think, right?
No, I just thought like maybe at the gym. He doesn't want to be laughing, the gym. It's hard to do it.
Right.
And he doesn't want to like throw other people off too.
He doesn't want to be like calling it embarrassed at the gym by laughing. I don't know.
How about this? Why don't you duct tape your mouth shut for just the duration of your
Wait, I know. Hire me to be your personal trainer.
Yeah.
And I'll beat his ass if he laughs. I'll just be like, you know, I'll sit just on be his standing face. There.
Sit on his face if he starts laughing. Muffle the laugh with your butt.
Don't you laugh.
And if he starts trying to laugh even more, you fart right into his mouth. And if he's still laughing after that, give him a little Beetlejuice while you're at it. Fart out a little Beetlejuice while you're at it.
Yeah, maybe don't go to the gym. Do a workout in the middle of going deep in the woods where no one can hear you.
You could just have some Beetlejuice milkshakes, like, and just that's it.
Yeah, that'll work.
Get a Beetle smoothie. I'm trying to think of what else.
The second part was about filming at shows. I mean, does he think we're gonna say that we like when people film?
Can I say this one last solution?
Yeah,
just put our podcast in reverse. That way you get to listen to the podcast, but you won't be hearing the jokes really, but you'll get to hear our voices and you won't, you know what I mean? That will work. Put it in reverse.
I have another solution. Pitch and it
find
down.
Find the secret messages hidden.
Run it through a pitch shifter. So we're like really like super low voices. And then we won't sound as funny or something.
Might sound funnier.
Or run it through auto-tune only on one note. So it's like, na-na-na-na-na. It's like all one
monotone.
It's all monotone.
Monotone note. And it's like make it a minor key or something, you know? So it sounds like sad.
Oh, yeah. Just do a do auto tune, but tune it to a minor key.
Yeah.
So that all of our voices are hitting minor scale notes.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah, that's what I said.
Although, it will just get subliminal at that point, though. You won't even actually like be able to like consciously follow it.
Let's try to do it right now. Let's just try to go tune ourselves to be minor right now.
I have another idea for him.
Let's tune ourselves to be go ahead.
I wouldn't even know where to start with that. I wouldn't even know where to start.
You talk like this.
How about this?
Like this.
If he goes to the gym and he's the guy that's laughing, he should lean into it, go full clown. Just wear clown, just dress up like a clown. And then you're laughing. Then you won't be like, it's so strange. They'll be like, oh, there's a clown over there. That's what he does. He's just laughing.
Yeah, you know what? And a clown's outfit is kind of like a jumpsuit too. So that's good for working out in. You know, it's all loose and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So that could work. You'd be a buff clown.
Did I mention this before about like clown shoes? Like, do clowns have giant ass feet?
Yeah.
giant
ass penises though.
Yeah,
I think we had that joke. It's like their penises look like the foot. You know, it's all
right,
flat.
Right. So. Yeah, we already done that one.
Yeah, it's like a duck.
That's a good
or something like the duck bill. So, what was the other thing though? Okay, part two. Okay, about people recording in the 2000s when people started doing it. I hated it, and I always was getting on people's cases, and it would make me really uncomfortable when someone was shooting me, you know, just trying to shoot me. People were doing it even before cell phones could do it. They would get little cameras and they bring them into shows and start taping the shows unauthorized, and I would hate that, and I would sometimes sacrifice sets to say, "Can you not tape right now?" People wouldn't understand that I didn't like that or why I didn't like that. And it would make me look like I was being the bad guy. But at a certain point, it was so unstoppable that I thought, you know what? I'm just going to let it ride and just let it happen, you know? And then I just let it happen now. You know, I guess it's from years of that happening. I'm just, who cares at this point in a way? Yeah.
Yeah, totally.
What about you?
When I go to a show, I will sometimes film, but I'm not going to be, I'll film like a couple seconds just to say almost like a document of my life. Like, look at this. I was there, you know, maybe sometimes just a picture, but I make sure to just be so like uninvasive and almost to promote the show. Sometimes I'll tag the other comedians, or if it's a music show, I'll just kind of grab a second of it. But yeah, I would, the people that are up there filming and filming and filming, it's like, what do you, for what?
And you're also not enjoying the show in the moment, like you said. Yeah. Cause there is a thing of just be present and be in the moment and kind of have this feeling of, oh man, there was this thing that happened. It was really funny. And you had to have been there, right? That's a cool thing. But I will say this, while that is cool, there was this time in 2006 or seven that I went to this Mini Bosses show, and Mini Bosses is this video game music cover band, Nintendo music mostly, I think only. And, it was this backyard show that was so funny. The crowd that was there, they were so into it, and they were dancing around and singing along to these instrumental songs, and it was just so funny. And I thought, man, I wish that was on tape. And I looked it up on YouTube, and someone did get it on camera, and they did upload it. And I thought, well, this is kind of cool also that someone did document this, and I can actually go back and look at this. That, so there's two sides to it, you know? I mean,
and I'm sure someone is probably saying that about some of your performances that you weren't thrilled about having being filmed, you know?
Yeah.
I definitely wish a lot of my performances were filmed, for sure. Not like from an audience member, you know, with a phone, but I remember, in the 90s when there would just be like the one video guy would just bring a video camera.
One guy.
Yeah. There's one guy in the back just rolling tape on it. And so just a document of it. And then, you know, I do watch a lot of those on YouTube.
Yeah. I mean,
Alex, do you ever like go down wormholes of like watching performances of musicians on YouTube or anything?
Not really, no. It's mainly just really intense, like overwhelming philosophical videos that are like really interesting and weird and thought provoking.
Who else do you recommend besides Alan Watts?
I know that a lot of people that like Alan Watts like Ram Dass. I never like got into him really, but I mean, I know that they just started a network with both of their lectures on it. So I'm sure I'd like it. I think Nietzsche had some cool stuff. Friedrich Nietzsche.
Can you find recordings of him? Isn't he old timey?
Yeah, I mean, it's more like people commenting and philosophizing over like his works.
He's the guy that says God. He's the guy that said God is dead, right?
Yeah.
Do you think God is dead? Final question.
I think God is very much alive in this room.
Only in that room?
In this chat.
Interesting. He's in the Zoom right now. He's in the Zoom room.
Which one is
he or they or she, you know?
Which one
it's
is
all,
it?
I think it's all three of us right now.
A tri-flame.
It's a trifecta.
It's the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost, the Holy Spirit.
Yeah.
Which one is the Father? Which one's the Son? Which one's the Holy Spirit?
I don't know.
If you had to pick, which one is the Father between us?
You're probably the Father.
Thank you.
I think Alex is the Holy Spirit, and I'm
the Son.
I'm the Son who has to be sacrificed for the sins of the world. Well, thanks, Alex. I think we're going to wrap this show up. Anything else you want to talk about before we hang it up? I know you haven't had a wink of sleep because of this date coming up.
I'm excited for that date for you, actually.
Yeah, I'm excited. I am kind of want to check in and see what happened.
I want to show up to the restaurant and document it with a cell phone.
Yeah.
And upload it.
I want to bring a VHS-C camera and film it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Totally. I'll keep you guys posted.
I know you don't want to say what restaurant it is, right?
No.
Because I have guesses. I can guess the street.
Guess it after we hang up.
Okay.
Oh my God.
This will come out probably after your date.
It'll be after the date.
After your date is on your second date, probably this will be coming out.
Yeah.
All I'm saying is I think it could be on Riverside or it could be on Cahuenga.
Okay.
Ventura turns into Cahuenga or whatever, you know? It's either one of those two places. I think the one the last one I said, I think starts with an M, and I forgot what the other one starts with on Riverside. But anyway, that's it. That's all I'll say.
Yeah.
I think it could be Olive Garden, or it could be Pizza Hut. That's Italian.
Yeah, totally.
Right here. So, all right. Well, Alex, thank you for doing.
Where do they
get
the album?
Your album comes out what? May what?
20th.
May 20th. All right. Well, thanks for doing this. And
well, wait. Do you want? What's the name of the album?
It's called I'm Not Here.
And okay, there you go. And they get it where? Anywhere.
Yeah. I mean, like, you know, it'll be streaming.
Wait, what if you go to the date and she's not there? And she's like, hey, I'm not here. The album's about me. That'd be kind of that would be devastating. I hope that doesn't happen.
That would be really unfortunate.
What if you show up to the date and it's only the parrot?
I'd be like, all right, I'm kind of down still. I'm kind of up for this.
Mm-hmm. All right.
The parrot's saying, I'm not here. I'm not here.
Yeah.
We've got to thank our Poundcast crew, Jack Birch, El Bircho, Jackie Montana, and Chloe Bonilla. Thank you for helping us out here. Thanks to All Things Comedy. Thank you to Louisville Vegan Foods, of course. And we are going to, me and Brent are going to keep talking. Alex, it's optional for you to keep talking, but this, if you want to keep listening to us talk, go to patreon.com/poundcast and become a subscriber, because that's what makes this show keep going week after week.
For
brick
sure.
That's
about it. And that's about it. We're going to listen to some friendly duds and some total duds.
And some straight up duds.
And some straight up duds. And maybe even a couple more sincere voicemails.
Mm-hmm.
So
cool. Enjoy.
Until then, goodbye.
Goodbye. Thanks for having me.
Thanks for being here.
Doug and Brent, talking to each other. Doug and Brent, what will they talk about today? Doug and Brent are talking to some pimples. Doug and Brent will talk to their friends. And Doug and Brent talking on the Poundcast.